Democrats outlined their response to Governor Paula Page's sweeping tax reform plan that they say will be more beneficial to poor and middle-class families. Their proposal keeps the current sales tax at 5.5%, boosts revenue sharing for municipalities, and maintains the tax exemption for nonprofits. Governor LePage, on the other hand, wants to raise the sales tax to pay for a massive income tax cut and eliminate revenue sharing altogether. Mal Leary has details.
For weeks, Governor LePage has crisscrossed the state, holding town meeting-style forums to sell Mainers on his sweeping package of tax changes included in his two-year, $6.5 billion state budget. Democrats have now countered with a plan of their own that adopts some of LePage's ideas, rejecting others. But the reality is that this is the Democrats' opening gambit in the political process of reaching a compromise, says Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves of North Berwick.
You hit it on the head, and this is a counterproposal that that demonstrates that we are at the table negotiating this. There are elements of the governor's plan that we agree with and that we're adopting, and this is in the spirit of trying to get to an end game that we can all agree on.
Republican Senate President Mike Thibodeau from Winterport says he will take some time to try and understand what the Democrats are proposing in their plan. He says the biggest priority for most Republicans is lowering the overall tax burden on Mainers.
Republicans recognize there are three legs to the stool. There's sales tax, there's property tax, and there's income tax. And we're interested in reducing the overall tax burden to Mainers. So we'll be looking at the proposal. We'll look at, and see how that's going to affect the very folks that are going to be paying the bill.
Thibodeau says whatever is finally hammered out will need a two-thirds vote of the Democratic House and a two-thirds vote of the Republican Senate to become law. He says both parties will have to give during the process. Senate Democratic leader Justin Alfond of Portland agrees.
We have prioritized certain things. We prioritize the middle class with our income taxes. We prioritize Maine people by not increasing the sales taxes. We prioritize all Maine homeowners with doubling the homestead exemption, not just seniors. We said everyone should get that homestead exemption. What we did is we didn't use all the dollars.
The Democrats' proposal leaves about $100 million on the table. This, they say, could be used for investments in education, along with items like road and bridge improvements. But it could also wind up being used in the negotiation process to pay for other provisions needed to reach an agreement. And if you want to hear more about what they have in mind, the Democrats say they will discuss their plan with Mainers in forums across the state in the weeks ahead. In a separate news conference Thursday, Republicans added a twist of their own to the discussion. They say the size of state spending should also be part of the negotiations, not just the elements of tax reform. House Republican leader Ken Fredette of Newport.
Education, Department of Health and Human Services account for about 80% of the budget. And so we need to look at that and say, realistically, what can we afford? And then what are the implications on local property taxes, when we look at that?
Fredette says he thinks one of the first areas of new expenditures lawmakers should carefully consider is Governor LePage's proposal to give an additional $20 million a year to the University of Maine system. So how long will it take for lawmakers to reach an agreement? The legislature's statutory adjournment date is June 17th, but even the most optimistic of legislators don't think that date will be met. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.